and yet the money never seemed to run out. In fact, they had enough money to travel to Las Vegas nearly every weekend. Why Vegas? Almost always Vegas. Kevin hadn't yet figured out. He had never been there himself, had only read about the City of Sin in paperback novels and seen it on primetime TV. Although the bright neon lights and massive resorts were compelling enough, he couldn't imagine vacationing in the same spot over and over again. Throw in a few topless showgirls, and it made a little more sense. But Fisher and Martinez weren't exactly Casanovas. Neither of them had kept a steady girlfriend longer than a carton of sushi lasted in the refrigerator. "If I didn't know any better," Kevin grunted, reclining back onto the couch, "I think you guys were selling drugs." "White slavery," Martinez responded, fighting Fisher for the last piece of fish. "You're just lucky you're a chink like the rest of us." He crossed his eyes. His mother was from Singapore, his father from Cuba. His family tree was made up of so many different races, you needed a pie chart to buy him a birthday present. "Seriously," Kevin said, his eyes half closed. "What the hell do you guys do on the weekends? You've been gone every Friday this summer. Not that I'm complaining. The only problem is that you keep coming back." Fisher started clearing the coffee table, using the sleeve of his sweatshirt to catch the crumbs. Martinez seemed suddenly interested in a smudge on the seam of his silk shirt. "I guess it's need to know," Kevin surmised. Martinez looked at Fisher, who shrugged. Martinez reached into his back pocket and tossed something onto the table. It landed with a soft thud. Kevin's eyes widened. A stack of bills about 2 inches thick bundled together by a strip of colored tape. Kevin reached for the stack and saw that the top bill had a picture of Benjamin Franklin in its center. A warmth moved through his cheeks as he fanned through the rest of the stack. Hundreds, all of them. He wasn't Rain Man, but he could count. 100 hundreds. $10,000. He was wide awake now. "What are you guys into?" Fisher smiled. There was mischief in his narrow eyes. "Why don't you come with us next weekend?" Kevin couldn't stop fanning the stack of $100 bills. He had never seen this much money in his life. They could pay their whole summer rent with the stack and have enough left over for sushi every night. "To Las Vegas?" Martinez held out his hand, gesturing for the cash. "Not Vegas, Atlantic City. The Holyfield fight at the Tropicana, Saturday night. A friend of ours is hooking us up." Kevin had never been to a professional boxing match. He had heard that the tickets for a Holyfield fight were almost impossible to get. Not only were his two slacker buddies hooked up, but Martinez was walking around with $10,000 in his back pocket. Kevin felt like he was on the threshold of something he couldn't define. The mystery of his friend's carefree existence was about to be revealed. Kevin knew what his father would say. "I'm supposed to be in the lab on Saturday." Fisher gave him a patronizing look. "Take a day off. The test tubes will be there when you get back." Kevin didn't like Fisher's tone. Fisher could be a jackass. It went hand in hand with his size. His words felt like a macho challenge. But Kevin was curious. He'd been following a straight line all of his life. Nearing his last year at MIT, he was on the cusp of a time of confusion, searching for a future that was both satisfying and compelling. Maybe Fisher and Martinez could show him something more fulfilling than the world which had been painted for him. And bottom line, he'd always dreamed about seeing Holyfield fight. What did he have to lose? Kevin tossed Martinez the stack of $100 bills. "Do we have good seats?"